This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Lawmakers in Madison continue trying to wrap up some of their legislative priorities during this election year session. Education is a hot topic there, as it is just about everywhere. The question is it a hot enough topic to make it into the agenda of our Rachel Morello?
Rachel is with us now for her weekly education news recap and quiz, which she calls Passing Notes. Hey there, Rachel.
Hey, Mitch. I'm back.
And it's good to see you.
You too. I have two questions for you today.
Okay, we'll see how much caffeine is in my system.
Okay, so the first question has to deal with statewide news. Over the past 2 weeks, both chambers of Wisconsin's legislature have passed a bill that could impact the way public schools are funded. What does the bill call for? A, an increase in per pupil funding, so more state money per student. B, allowing districts to raise property taxes without taking it to a vote? Or C, eliminating certain state aid programs?
I am going to say B.
B, allowing districts to raise property taxes without a vote?
Yeah, it seems unlikely, but I'm going to say B anyway.
You would be correct.
Ha ha!
So most people know that a portion of their taxes goes toward paying for public schools. And right now, in order for schools to raise that amount, they have to take it to a referendum on their local ballot. As we said, the bill that's going through the legislature right now would eliminate that requirement, but it would only apply to districts where voters haven't rejected a property tax increase in the past 3 years.
A district couldn't put something up to a referendum, have it get rejected, and then say, well, we're going to do it anyway.
Right. They'd have to wait at least 3 years. This would apply to about 100 districts out of 420-some in the state right now. And something else that's important to note is that this bill is aimed at low-spending districts, a term that usually applies to rural districts or districts that are sparsely populated.
What about districts that have not had a referendum either ever or in a really long time? They could just do it?
I would assume so, because they would still fall under that requirement.
Does the bill talk about caps in terms of how much property taxes could be raised?
It does. Lawmakers thought about that. They don't want it to be like some exorbitant amount, but they do want to give, particularly these districts that don't get a lot of money in state aid because they don't have a lot of students, the opportunity to raise some of the funds that would catch them up to other districts. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I'll make sure to put them on the website so people can go and check them out there.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so one for one. And the second question is a little more fun. Not that taxes aren't fun.
Oh, but gosh, taxes are so much fun.
Okay, so MSOE, the Milwaukee School of Engineering, announced a new degree program that's going to start next fall. And the focus of the degree is pretty unique, not only to MSOE, but to the region in general. What is the focus, Mitch? Is it A, animation, B, information security, or C, artificial intelligence?
I'm going to go with artificial intelligence because I have seen it on a billboard.
What?
They have a billboard up that says AI. Yes, MSOE AI.
Lots of letters.
And I didn't really read it beyond that, but you said artificial intelligence, and I thought that is what the billboard is about.
And you thought correct. When most people think AI, they might think of that movie. They might think of robots taking over the world. But this would be a computer science degree. That's the main degree. But it would have an AI focus.
Instead, it's engineers taking over the world.
Instead of robots. So here's how MSOE describes it. They say graduates will be prepared to write cutting-edge software to solve tomorrow's problems with a special emphasis on machine learning and artificial intelligence. So in this context, they're talking about machine learning. That's things like smart speakers like Alexa or Google Home or self-driving cars, things like that.
Alexa, play this clip.
Here is Dr. Derek Riley, the computer science program director at MSOE.
The idea that if you get a computer science degree, you're going to end up in, you know, a cubicle somewhere is really a thing of the past. The other big myth that's worth addressing is that artificial intelligence is going to take over the world. The reality is the techniques that we have to do machine learning right now are very effective at certain sets of problems. But this idea of transferring the intelligence from one context to another is a really hard and open problem in artificial intelligence, that we're likely to see artificial intelligence enhance productivity for a lot of people and make their lives easier. In the same way that, you know, if you get in an emergency situation, a new car now will often break for you, or you'll see ads that are related to your interests and your search history. Those are all artificial intelligence driven that are, in theory, meant to improve our lives. We'll see more of that, I think, as opposed to artificial intelligence systems that will take over a specific job.
Alexa, turn Rachel's microphone back on.
Thanks. There are a lot of computer science programs. That's not necessarily new, but AI focus is usually a graduate level program or at least a junior senior level class. This degree would allow freshmen to start taking those classes right away.
So this is a 4-year undergraduate program.
It is.
Exciting.
Yeah, and it'll be up and running by fall. So students who are applying now could join that program.
Could both of us go back to school and do that?
Maybe. Would you want to?
I don't know. There are some things, personally, that I derive enjoyment from doing as a human being that I know a machine could probably do and do better, but the enjoyment part of it, honestly, this is why I still drive a manual transmission.
Yes. Well, in the way that he described it, it'll take them a long time and a lot of progress before we see anything that will take over, like he said, anyone's job or a singular task. So this might freak some people out, but I think our fears will be calmed for quite a while at least.
Alexa, thank Rachel for me.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter. You can hear more of her work or drop her a line with suggestions for education stories at wuwm.com/education.